KJAN Sports.
And good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen with this look at sports. Sports Report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, the state football championships wrapped up Friday in Eastern Iowa, and in the Class 1A state championship went to West Sioux Haywarden when they had a 52-38 win over Dyke New Hartford. The Class 2A champion is PCM Monroe with a 28-7 victory over Boyden Hall Rock Valley. And your 4A state champion is West Des Moines Dowling Catholic. They beat Cedar Falls 22-16. In area girls high school basketball action on Friday, just a couple of scores from Western Iowa. East Sac County defeated Storm Lake 46-44, and it was winner set over I-35 Truro by a score of 54-28. In college basketball, Iowa learned a lot last season. The Hawkeyes are putting those lessons to good use right now. Tyler Cook scored 26 points. Luca Garza had 22, and Iowa beat Connecticut 91-72 in the 2K Classic Championship game Friday night. You might have heard that here on KJAN. The Hawkeyes went 14-19 last season, losing to Michigan in the Big Ten tournament, but they shot 51%, or 29-57 from the field, while improving to 4-0 this year. Cook said the biggest difference is the team is more together for this campaign. He said, "We're more connected on both ends of the floor, and we're playing for one another and our coaching staff and our program with more pride than we did a year ago." Garza was named MVP of the tournament. He also joined Cook, UConn's Eric Cobb, Oregon's Bol Bol, and Syracuse's Jalen Carey on the all-tournament team. Ball led number 13 Oregon to an 80-65 victory over number 15 Syracuse in the consolation game. He finished with 26 points and 9 rebounds on his 19th birthday. Iowa improved to 3-1 all-time against UConn. It was the first meeting between the schools since Iowa's 70-68 win on November 11, 1999, also at Madison Square Garden. Devin Goodman scored a career-high 27 points, and Penn rallied in the second half to defeat Northern Iowa 78-71 Friday at the Paradise Jam Tournament. Down 41-34 with 18:49 left, the Quakers fought back to tie the score twice before pulling ahead for good at 58-56 on Bryce Washington's three-pointer with just under 9 minutes remaining in the game. Penn would go on to extend its lead to 7 points three times in the final 2 minutes. Washington and Antonio Woods finished with 12 points each, and A.J. Broder had 11 points for the Quakers, who advanced into tomorrow's semifinal round at the University of the Virgin Islands Sports and Fitness Center. A.J. Green finished with 21 points, and Wyatt Lohaus and Luke McDonald each added 11 points for the Panthers, who will play in the consolation round today. The Paradise Jam Tournament resumes today with a pair of consolation round games, as I mentioned. Old Dominion will face Kennesaw State in the opening game, while Northern Iowa takes on Eastern Kentucky in the second game. The semifinals will be played Sunday, with Oregon State taking on Missouri in the opener, followed by number 12 Kansas State against Penn. The championship game, as well as the other placement games, will be on Monday. And then elsewhere in NCAA basketball action, top 25 second-ranked Kansas had a bit of more of a trouble within Louisiana Lafayette on Friday before improving to a 3-0. Fourth-ranked Virginia slammed Coppin State 97-40 as DeAndre Hunter scored 20 points. Caleb Martin scored 19 points to leave five Nevada players in double figures as the sixth-ranked Wolfpack whipped Little Rock 87-59. Luke May had 15 points to help number 7 North Carolina crush Tennessee Tech 108-58. Quindari Weatherspoon scored 21 points, and Tyson Carter to career-high 17th-ranked Missouri State's 79-51 rout of Long Beach State. Number 20 UCLA crushed St. Francis of Pennsylvania 95-58. Javonte Smart scored 16 points, and his late three-pointer put number 22 LSU ahead for good in a 74-67 victory over Louisiana Tech. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics have earned back-to-back victories since their 1-4 road trip, and Friday's win gets them closer to the NBA's Atlantic Division lead. Kyrie Irving poured in 17 of his season-high 43 points over the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter before recording an assist on every Boston basket in overtime to lead a 123-116 victory over Toronto. Irving finished with 11 assists to help the Celtics avenge an early season loss to the first-place Raptors. The Raptors opened the season a league-best 12-1 before losing their last three games, putting them 2.5 games ahead of Boston and Philadelphia. The 76ers also moved a game closer to Toronto as Jimmy Butler scored 28 points in his home debut, and Joel Embiid had a 23 points and a 113-107 downing of the Jazz. Eric Bledsoe dropped in 25 points, and the Bucks staged a nice comeback in what became a 123-104 rout of the Bulls. Andrew Wiggins had a team high with 23 points, and Derrick Rose contributed 17 off the bench as the suddenly hot Timberwolves won their third straight 112-96 over the Trailblazers. Also in the NBA, Tyreek Evans drained 5 three-pointers and scored a season-high 23 points off the bench, leading the Pacers to a 99-91 victory over the Heat. The Nets earned a 115-104 win over the Wizards. They lost 5 straight in Washington and ended a 3-game slide overall. Anthony Davis scored a season-high 43 points and grabbed 17 rebounds in sending the Pelicans past the Knicks, 129-124 in the NBA. And Mark Gasol became the Grizzlies' all-time leading rebounder by grabbing 15 points in a 112-104 decision over the Kings. And in NBA news, WNBA champion Sue Bird is joining the Denver Nuggets front office while continuing her own professional basketball playing career. Nuggets president of basketball operations Tom Connolly said Bird's new title is basketball operations associate. Bird recently completed her 16th season in the WNBA with her third championship, all with the Seattle Storm. Sports brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.